Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, this up to the hour 8, Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Good evening, and thank you so much to Johan Ellis coming back tomorrow morning, man. And, of course, to take you through the capable hands, the expertise, the anointing, and the humility at all times, you know. What a package. What a package in a broadcaster. Thank you so much, Johan. And, of course, we are going to be taking you through, hopefully, we will be talking to Barukia. I know when this day comes, people disappear. But hopefully, we will be talking to him. And he will tell us as to where and what about is he, because I had asked him in the morning to furnish us with the files that we could use for the show, but to no avail, And he did not. I'm still waiting on him to do so. Yes, he did not. Right. And I will also connect with Professor Buyiso Ndezi tonight, trusting that the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. Here is the music of Howard Hewitt, formerly with the group called Shalamar. You know, let the good times go. Yeah, I don't know if you know Shalamar, but if you can just go and Google Shalamar, you will see them. They are just good. And he's a child of the Most High, man. And he has released the song some years ago. And this song, I have never seen him performing, except the video that I saw of him while I was still in school. And I've never seen him performing this. But you know what Hollywood does. It would restrict you on the songs that you would sing when you were still woke, eh? And they would make you to sing all these commercials where they promote their own things. But hey, we are fortunate that he was able to do this one.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Matlafala moyeng ka go tsheletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama tsheletsa baruti ka mihuta huta ge baruta lentjula modimo go tshetsa tshepo pelonyagago tsheletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agera moyeng
657 AM. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And, of course, everything is just going well with you. Let us welcome Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome on this day when people are not available.
Greetings to you, my brother.
I don't know.
I bless God for this time. No, because there are designated days of rest. And I think most of the people are on a heritage holiday.
Heritage.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's what we hear. That's what is stipulated on our calendar.
Really?
Yeah. But okay. Yeah, we are here by the grace of the Most High. Thank you so much for the welcome. I greet you and your family. I also greet Brother Baruch in his absentia. I greet our family of Radio Pulpit in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach.
I trust you're well.
I am well, by God's grace. I am well. I can't complain.
Happy to hear
I
that.
I can't complain.
Happy to hear that. You know, when there are complaints, people run away, you know. Say, hey,
exactly. No, we can't complain.
Yeah, they go like, hey, yeah. There he goes again. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've learned something that when we think things are bad, I start thinking things could have been worse. So that assists me to deal with issues. Because you don't know whether will you be able to handle the worst that could have happened while you consider this one the worst. So, we managed to live above situations, if you look at that way, in that manner.
That it could have been worse.
It could have been worse, yes. It could have been worse. So this that has come is equal my effort and my strength, and God has put me to this situation because he trusts me. So I'm able to go through it, yeah.
So
otherwise, it wouldn't have come.
Would we say then it is God, let me use that word, even though it's so heavy. I mean, would we say it is God who puts us in these situations that are so bad on us and say, well, he's putting me there because, maybe sometimes we've gone there ourselves.
No, but I'm saying if I'm allowed to come to it, it means I have grace to go through it. So either way, whatever brought me there at this point, I'm not going to look at it, but because I am allowed to face it, it means I can go through it. So I cannot disappoint the Father by failing. You know, because there's more grace for us to go through issues.
I'm not debating. I'm trying to spread the meaning of this. So a person puts themselves in a situation. I go into a shebeen, I get drunk. Then I say, but the Father has allowed me to be drunk, but I can handle it.
Now that's when you come with the issues of choices. So now you had a choice there.
So there are situations that we have a choice in, and we can't say the Father has put us there.
We can't say the Father, yes. You are quite right there. So when we have an opportunity to say yes or no, we can't say it. But if you find yourself being brought to such a situation without your choice, and you didn't have a choice to either say yes or no, you must remember that I have grace to go through it. But we cannot nullify the issue that as individuals, we are still left with a choice and some things that we go through. So we need to choose well. We need to choose well.
Yeah.
So that we cannot be able to blame God, because the consequences are guaranteed. The unfortunate part is that. So we need to be calculative in our decisions so that you know that we are going to be able to deal with the consequences.
Someone goes to a shebeen, dances, and is stabbed with a knife. And then when they testify, they say, "Modimo umutse, runkulunkulu mted." But it's actually his choice that he went there.
Yes, exactly.
He failed in that. You know, you find that he failed. He got into fights and all those kinds of things. He failed in that. And someone would be preaching then, say, "Modimo mutseri, Modimo unkulunkulu thatha ngezindlela zakhe." Abazalwane leso sikhathi bamfumbathise i-R500. To speak good. So we're just making it clear that in instances, situations that come upon us, which are by the Father's testing, we know that the Father has equipped us. And then when the devil comes to tempt us, we know that the Father has armed us. And at the same time has provided a door of escape.
A way out, exactly.
Sure, I hear you.
Thank you, brother.
Anyway, you know, we had to indulge in this because maybe there are some people who are busy saying, "Isn't ngobaya phuza la bekhona." And then saying, "Wow, yes, I happen to listen to the radio." And mangidakwe so, unkulunkulu vele bekazi ukuthi ngalelanga leli ngizodakwa. And so unkulunkulu ungifake la uyazi ukuthi ngizozwa.
Hawu. Basukele unkulunkulu.
Nayo inkinga enkulu. Yeah.
Basukele ubaba.
Anyway, tonight we are talking about indulgences of today.
Yes.
Things that people feast on spiritually, physically, emotionally, aesthetically. Educationally, things that people are feasting on, are indulging on. There was a time when people were indulging on a certain part discipline. It's called IT. It's called IT. Everyone was just going for this one. IT. I think it's in the 90s. And everybody was throwing away their degrees and going for this diploma because there's money. And now people are indulging in this one called boiler making. And you check, those guys are making lots and lots of money. You know, and everyone is ditching everything they were doing. They're going to boiler making. These are indulgences. The fashion trends are indulgences. The apparels of today, the manner in which people dress today, we would find that they're indulging with a particular philosophy of apparel, you know, and they call it fashion. And also you will find that in the 90s, mid-90s and all that, you would see there was an indulgence on what is called prosperity teachings. And some of the most proponent of preachers, even though today, Bapiga, they were at the forefront. They were pioneers of the prosperity gospel, and they did that. There was an indulgence also in what they call holy laughter. These are trends that come in and go. There was an indulgence also in holy laughter. I don't know, Professor, if you know about this, especially in Pretoria. There was a guy called Howard Rodney Brown. I think he's in America now. And then I remember vividly at some of his conferences, and people would just be laughing. They called it the spirit of joy. Others called it holy laughter. And then one time I was at this ministry, and then one of my former friends stood up and said this very, very rude way, yokoshinja, that word, yokoshinja, ekoshu satan. And everybody was just so laughing with that. There was then the holy laughter. But also in the gospel industry, I've seen, amongst many things, there was an indulgence also in some form of traditional songs that come from this, and everyone was taking songs from there, even though some of the spirits that were there in the compositioning of those songs were spirits that are devoid of holiness, but those songs were able to make it, and they were able to actually establish some of the most notable groups that you can ever think of. But the effects of those songs in those spirits, and that people were partaking in that, they were quite dire. I could see people, their orientation changing. I could see their way they were living changing. I could see indulgences in drugs and all those kinds of things. And I can tell you, I've counseled quite a lot of artists who are in drugs, a lot of gospel singers, the ones that you love, the ones that are current, the ones that you play songs with, who are into drugs. And all these things, when we check, they come because of some of the compositions that they indulged in. Anyways, the aspect of indulgences, you would see also by pleasure-loving. Pleasure-loving, when people are seeking pleasure, and when they preach that kind of thing, that kind of pleasure. The indulgences of self, when someone is hungry for power and appetite, is so huge that you become so dominant, even where you work, you become so dominant to such an extent that you make sure that it becomes you that is considered for a higher position. Indulgence with power, indulgence with self, they call it gluttony. You also see that quite a lot of times. It is something that is also prevalent. Indulgence in living in worldliness, we see that much of the times. The seeking of pleasure. People seek pleasure each and every time. We find that as part of the indulgences of today. And what does the word say with regards to this? This is when one is yielding to whims and desires of oneself and their own appetites. Genesis 25, verses 8, and Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore, his name was called Edom. That's Esau, ne? Feed me. Feed me with that red stew, for I am weary. You know, appetites, the power of appetites within us is a sign of an indulgence. Appetites to have clothes, more clothes. If you look at your wardrobe, please do that. You know, I so wish people could just put us on a loudspeaker. And as you listen to me, you go to your wardrobe and just open your wardrobes and check the clothes that you have and the clothes that you haven't worn in years. Angeke futhi sakulingana. It's an indulgence. And you're busy saying, no, I'm living in abundance. No, it's indulgence. Now, Exodus 16, verses 3, and the children of Israel said to them, oh, that we had died by the hand of the Elohim in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Israel was happy with the conditions of slavery because Israel was still getting fat. And instead of looking at her own destiny, Israel was looking at her own belly. Israel, Jacob, was looking in his own belly instead of looking into his destiny. In the middle of the desert, he says, look, I remember way back when I had loaves of bread and pots full of meat. What is this manna? Ivana. Numbers 11, verse 5. We remember the fish which we freely ate in Egypt. The cucumbers and melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. People engage in the past. They are so content with the past to such an extent that in their contentment with the past, they think that is the cause of their lives. Self-indulgence, also a gluttony, in Numbers 11, verses 32, and the people stayed up all day, all night, and all the next day and gathered the quail. He who gathered the least gathered 10 homers. And they spread them out for themselves around the camp. Gluttony. Collecting things for yourself. Covetousness. And we see these things even amongst us. And we think, no, but I'm supposed to have enough. I'm not supposed to lack. Would rather take everything from everyone so that we can have all things. Indulgences. This is what it is all about. Check this one out. An indulgence in living in worldliness. Esther chapter 1 verse 8. In accordance to the law, the drinking was not compulsory. For so the king had ordered all the officers of his household that they should do according to each man's pleasure. Living according to your own pleasure. Someone once said, it's my life. But they don't even own a percentage of that life. Living according to your own pleasure. Self-pleasure. Check a warning on this. Proverbs 21:17 says, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Isaiah 22:13 says, but instead joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat, drink, for tomorrow we die. They don't say it this way these days. They say, "Phela uphila kayiwani, enjoy mntwana, uphila kayiwani. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy umzimba wakho, uphila kayiwani. What are you waiting for? Enjoy umzimba wakho." Boom, next time we know HIV positive. Next time we know you're sick. I enjoy umzimba wakho, umzimba wakho, enjoy. Next time we know you're a drug addict. It's your life. You said. And look at you now. You've just, every time you just subtract 10 years from your own life. People in their 40s, when they continue like this, they look like they're in their 60s. This is a pleasure that is sought by the people who are in the world, people who have no fear of the Elohim. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 1. I said in my heart, "Come now, I will test you with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure." But surely this was also vanity. The joys of pleasure. A vanity of vanities. This is what we are about. This is what we see much of the times. This is what is taking place in many instances and cases. And we indulge in these things, and we don't even say a word.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
There you go. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening right through up to 8. Hanging out with Professor Buyi Sondezi. She's on the line. Professor, when we talk about the indulgences of today, there's quite a lot.
Yeah, you are right. It's quite a lot. But while you were talking, I was drawn to the statement that says, what we see today did not start today, because you were referring to what the children of Israel also suffered from.
Yeah.
So in other words, it's like these days we have graduated and we have put technology in our indulgences. But it is a continuation of what has been seen all along, what satisfies the flesh, what satisfies my heart, my desires. So we just want that gratification. We want to satisfy the self. So when you were talking about these things, I was like, what is it that we desire the most? Are we desiring to fulfill the self, or are we desiring to satisfy the Lord? So when you read Genesis 25:30, where we find the story of Jacob and Esau is saying to the brother, "Please feed me with that same red stew." It means it was not the first time that he was going to eat this. And because he has tasted this stew before, he feels as though he cannot do without. So then it means what we indulge on and we find ourselves repeatedly going back to, it's what we have tasted and we have found it as something that we cannot live without. So God is sort of talking to us. What are things that we get to do which are things that we're going to be hooked on. At the end of the day, it becomes our life. And we cannot live without those things. And at the end of the day, we lose our inheritance. We lose ourself. We lose our identity. Can you imagine that Esau, just by saying, feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. So in other words, he was prepared to lose the future, the destiny, the inheritance, the chosenness that God had given unto him just because he wanted to indulge, to satisfy the flesh, to satisfy the hunger that he has. So what we feed on most of the time are things that we need to be very aware of. And I am looking at our bellies as issues or things that sell us out. Our bellies are making us lose God. Our bellies are making us lose who we really are. And this was not the first time that we are seeing this. And you will find this again on the children of Israel when they leave the promised land Canaan, because their bellies were no longer filled. And they are moving into the land of Egypt where they were oppressed. Why did they find themselves there? That's because they needed something to indulge on. What they kept on feeding on was no longer there, and they keep on following it to a point where they get slaves. So what we continually indulge on, we become a slave of. What we continually feed on without thinking whether it is in the will of God, we end up being slaves of those things. Because we do these things without thinking, without asking whether the Father has allowed us to be in that space where we'll indulge in this thing. But what is more dangerous are our stomachs, which is what I think we need to be careful of. These days, people are finding it difficult for them to even pray and fast, because they now use the current knowledge of health, and then they'll tell you that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and they'll tell you that if you don't eat a certain number of hours, you are not going to be well in your body. So in other words, we are now using the current knowledge, which we are now indulging on, over the knowledge of the Most High. I think as we go on with the discussion, we'll come again to the indulgence of the knowledge. And at this point in time, it's the knowledge that is not feeding the will of the Father. And we use it against the will of God. And we use it against ourselves. We end up not serving God. So not only are we indulging in food, we're also indulging in wrong knowledge. Earlier on, you spoke about what people were finding themselves doing. They were talking about IT, ICS, and so on. And these days, they are talking about, you spoke about Boilermaker, but there's also another one which talk about digital transformation. Mm. And in digital transformation, they are now putting on artificial intelligence. They are putting on the machines to think for people. They are putting on the machines to do the work that men were doing. And everybody wants to study that, and everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to move in that direction. And at some point in time, as we indulge in this information and in these studies, we somehow replace God, and we are not aware that this kind of knowledge are moving God away from the minds of people, and these knowledges are removing God from the hearts of men, and people are beginning to be gods by themselves because they've indulged on the knowledge that is not enhancing their spirituality. Instead, they think they can operate outside of God. These are the indulgences of today that are seeking to replace God, that are seeking to tell men that they can be independent, they can operate outside of God. Because when knowledge increases, it also increases disbelief in other people. They end up not trusting God. I want to look at the scripture, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, which says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." So the increase of knowledge that we are seeing this day is the knowledge that we need to see. It's the knowledge that we need to be able to sort. And when we sort it, we'll be able to say, this is the knowledge that God wants us to know, and we can use it for our benefit. And this is the knowledge that has come to destroy us. But when we are not going to be able to discern what kind of knowledge are we feeding on, we end up feeding the knowledge that will take us away from the Lord. when God spoke to Daniel in this particular verse, God is telling Daniel that I am giving you the knowledge, I am giving you things that you must live by. And when the time comes, you will be able to go back to what I've said, and you will be able to measure the current then with what I'm telling you now. So when you know what God has said, you will then be able to gauge what is coming to you right now, that you are not going to indulge in that if it is not mirroring what God has already said. So in other words, when we indulge on the current knowledge, it must be the knowledge that God has already spoken about, which was sealed for such a time as this, but not just to feed on things that we know exactly they are not going to benefit us. So the increase of knowledge needs the people of God to be even more wiser and more vigilant, because there is this too much knowledge that wants us to feed on, and some of it is removing us from the Lord. So we spoke about two things at this moment: what we feed our bellies with and what we feed our minds with. And some of these things that we feed our minds with are taking us away from the Lord, and we think they are relevant because they are in the era in which we're living, whereas these are just the knowledges that have been transformed from the older era to this current era. But now we need to be able to discern and be able to choose right and do the will of God with the right knowledge that will make us grow in Him. As we indulge on the knowledge, we need to be able to separate, taking the right and leave that which will not make us grow in the Lord.
I hear you quite well. We are, if you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about indulgences of today, but to buy parata ingi. Momalatsing aho se gompieno abantu bathandana ensukwenza namhlanje yini izinto abantu abazithanda kakhulu bathanda kuzenza ensukwenza manje. And you can send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Indulgences of today. Well, I'm looking into Psalm 106 verse 15. It talks about the things that we demand for ourselves from the Father, né? And the things that we want to be part of our souls. And this goes with the identities and also philosophies that we form of ourselves. And the kind of names that we respond to. And the kind of nicknames that we allow to be attached to us. And the very fact that we have become comfortable in that and happy about that, there are people who are very happy about their nicknames. And they dwell in that, not seeing the spirits behind, that these things that people are indulging in have a direct impact with their souls. It says 106 there. On indulgences, and much of the times it's something that we like to overlook. We like to say to ourselves, no, I'm fine, I'm okay with this. And He gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. He gave them the things that we want from the Most High, which do not have anything to do with His will. We want for ourselves, which do not have anything to do with our souls. And these things, we go and get them. Even though the Father had said, it's not yet time, we go and get them. And we don't see the direct impact that these things have into our souls. Okay. Then I used nicknames. Things that are being spoken with regards to you have a direct impact upon your soul. Nicknames, even names themselves, the indulgence, the very fact that you respond to a particular name, and even without complaining, even sometimes without being aware that it is having a form of an impact into your soul. We allow these things to go on. We allow these things to be said. We allow these things to be spoken to us and people to speak over us about these things. It's an indulgence. And you start to get into your soul the things that were attached to Him. doing away with the uniqueness that the Father bestows upon you and his plan about your life. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. And you can also give a shout. Talk to us directly there. And Siguzo Uguti Utini. The number, the WhatsApp number, 082-657-2729. The number in the studio is 012-334-1322.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Yes, there you go. 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. And of course, we're talking about the indulgences of today. Ish, I've heard someone saying, I love music. Then I listen to what they are listening to. Then the other day I saw this person being injured, you know, to an extent that you take times to heal. Then I realized, but that music was full of violence also. Nevertheless, Professor, what comes to mind? We indulge in things that we attach to us as labels, as names, as titles. And these things have a deeper bearing upon our souls without us actually recognizing the danger thereof.
Exactly. I think we like to conform and to belong. And when people start calling you that name and you belong to this group, you feel like you are the most important person and you feel like you qualify to be that kind of a person. So let me go back to the same verse that you quoted, and I'm going to move on from there, which is the verse where Esau was looking for the red shoe. And the last part there says, therefore his name was called Edom. I'm bringing this across because you spoke about the name. So in other words, the act of indulgence on this red shoe gave him a name. So when people are giving you this particular name, it is because they are seeing a trend. They are seeing some kind of a lifestyle that defines you as such. And at the end of the day, they call you this name. And you sort of enjoy it because it sort of resonates with what you do and with who you are. And you are not even aware that that name came because there was some kind of indulgence that was upon your life. And now it is being imputed on you. It is now becoming part of you. And you embrace that name and it creates another person. And that person is normally contrary to the person that God initially created. So you are speaking about names there and speak. People will speak over us, and then we embrace that. You don't even question the meaning. And the meaning most of the time is not the meaning that will take us to our destiny, because in our names, God has put something in them that you may be able to follow and take forward as some kind of a destiny. So I want to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 there. I think you can go all the way to verse 5, okay, that you may be able to find what are the indulgences of the last days, the indulgences of today. It says here, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. I just want to stop there, and then I want to pick up a phrase that speaks about the lovers of money. And this indulgence of money goes all the way to the house of God, where you will find men of God robbing people because they want more of this money. You find them selling prophecies. You see them selling oils. You see them selling things in church because they've been in this gospel of money and prosperity, and they want to be seen by having a lot of money. And some of them, you will find them selling drugs inside the church. And at the end of the day, the church becomes such a masquerade, or the mask that covers that what they are doing, because people are lovers of money. And I'm even drawn to some of the things that we are hearing and seeing, that others will even build churches because they love money. So when people go to this kind of life, indulging in love, in the loving of money, and this loving of themselves to a point where they use the name of God to gain what they want to gain, these are the things that we must be aware of, that this has grown to a point of sinning against the Lord, because people love money so much, they love self so much, that they can even use the name of God and the house of God for that, and use the people of God in such a way that they will draw money and rob them, and be able to boast and say, Pastor so-and-so has this money, Pastor so-and-so has this kind of cars, and you even spoke about having many dresses in the wardrobe. And it's not about you being prosperous, but it's about indulgence, because you need to show off who you are. And in there, pride comes in, and you end up disobeying even the word of God, because you want to live and to keep this lifestyle, and you keep on sucking the word, you keep on sucking the money from the people of God using the word of God, which is something very wrong that we are doing. So sometimes our lifestyles are an indication of the indulgences that we somehow are not aware of. The way we speak sometimes, wanting to conform to a certain group and to belong to a certain group, are making us people who are indulging in a certain lifestyle, and we do these things so that we may belong to that kind of a lifestyle. And again, wanting to do things the way people are doing them, which is exactly what God is against here. And we measure ourselves against other people to a point where you now indulge in what they do, even if it does not define you, simply because you want to belong. So you end up conforming to the standards of that group, to the standards of the world, because you want to belong there. And we feed on the wrong things, things that do not feed your spirit as a child of God, but you rather sell your soul, you rather sell yourself because you want to belong. I indulge in the wrong things because I want to belong to this group. I want to be known as this person, and I'm killing myself. And Solomon says, all is vanity, vanity of vanity, because these pleasures of the flesh, these pleasures of conformity, are things that are temporal, are things that will not make us see the Father. But we need to look for the kingdom of God and seek Him first, and ensure that we are in His will without indulging in the things of the world.
I hear you quite clearly. You can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, and drop us a voice note. Drop us a voice note there. Also on the WhatsApp, it's 0826572729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. And let's hear from you as to what you say with regards to this. Now, much of the times, one can say without a doubt that people indulge to an extent that they are not, to an extent that they think it's normal. You know, when people indulge to such an extent that they think it's normal, whatever it is that they do is just normal. The way people refer to you, the way people call you with those names and all those things, the way you consume, you know, we live in a world where there is this thing called consumption. People are made consumers of products. And or consumerism is something that is prevalent. And everyone is feasting on that. And they make sure that, you know, the world stays on as a consumer. so that they can continue to make profit. And then there, you have to create indulgences and also promote indulgences and all those kind of things there, which would make people to consume things that are in the world. Living in worldliness and living in pleasure, indulgences in luxury. I have seen much of the times people are actually indulging, you know, in luxury. Now, when you look into Amos, he who lies on beds of ivory, stretch out on couches, eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, such is indulging, super rich, not taking care of the people. Okay, how does the word respond to this? In Luke chapter 16, 19 says, there was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously. He fared sumptuously every day. He fared sumptuously every day. Wherever he was, there was luxury. Everything about him was luxury. And people are made to also consume luxury and the things that are being preached. And we don't realize that the more you indulge in these things, the more you love them, the more you forsake the love for the kingdom, the love for your own salvation. You start to divert your love into these things, and they catch up on you as an idol. They become your idols. You practice idolatry on them. We see it even much of the times happening. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you're saying. 012-334-1322.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Right, Professor. There are people who basically love luxury. And it's even preached in the churches these days. When you don't have a car, when you don't have a profession, when you don't live in a house that's in a suburb, hey, you are considered as being cursed or disobedient to the Father because you don't have the money that they have. There is idolatry in terms of worshipping luxuries and money amongst us as believers, and we preach those kinds of things. We say, come to our church, come to our church. Look at us, our pastor prays for us, and then we have the tenders, you know. Yeah, look at us. Yeah, our pastor, when he prays, you know, our papa, we get the tenders and all those kind of things and stuff. And people flock there. And when you arrive there, they say there's this amount of money that you need to pay. Secondly, there's an amount of homage that you need to pay, which means let your soul start to be directed towards that church. And then when they see now that you had become occultic, they start to give you snippets there and there and there. Otherwise, it's so sad. It's an indulgence of a sort into luxuries. Permeating the church. What say you, Professor?
I think there, Brother Ray, it goes back to the preachers, the pastors, that we fail to explain what salvation is all about and what is salvation. And when we start now having to bear the fruit of what salvation is, based on what we said, which is most of the time wrong, people will require that which we told them, because we have related salvation to prosperity, to monetary prosperity, to luxury, which is a gospel that is not preached by the word of God about salvation. Because salvation is about the salvation of one's spirit, that the spirit of man be one with the spirit of the Father, that the spirit of man be alive in God. So most of the time, the preacher will try and put a correlation between salvation and living a luxurious life, which is something very wrong. And that's when then you'll find speeches like, our Papa prays for us, and when he has prayed, this is what you get. You do this, you offer with 1,000 rand, you'll find a 10,000 rand or something like that. And we are preaching our own gospel, which is indulging in the doctrine of man, no longer in the doctrine of the Father, which is what brings across this kind of confusion, even in the house of God. You spoke about Luke 16, verse 19, that there was a certain man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. And whoever looks at this man, and this man goes to church every day. So what do you think the people who are following will say? They will say the gospel is like this. The gospel is paraded in this way. So if you will follow this kind of God, this is what you'll get. It means now we are misrepresenting salvation. We are misrepresenting the gospel of the Most High, which goes back to us to preaching the true message of God, which is the cry of God the Most High, that we have not preached the message that we're supposed to preach. We have related things that are not related, and we have made people believe that these are things that they will benefit, instead of telling them that salvation is about eternal life and not what we see tangible. Yes, we will be blessed in the physical, but we need to emphasize the message of eternal life that is received through salvation. So I want to speak again about most of the indulgences that we come across looking into the book of John, 1 John 2, verse 15 to 17. I think this is a famous scripture that we know. It says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So even us, when we come to him, when we come to the house of God or to the heart of God because of salvation, we need to be able to separate from the world, because if we will say we are saved but we still love the world, it means we will be drawn back to the things of the world, the things that we lived at in the previous life. We will still be drawn to, because we love the world. We did not separate us from the world, or we live in the world. And he says, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. And he will then begin to unpack and say, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. It is impossible to live in the world outside of you satisfying the flesh. It is going to be very difficult for you to live the life in God without you living in the Spirit. I hope this statements are not confusing. So if I am in the world, I am automatically satisfying the lust of the flesh. But if I am in God, I am satisfying the law of the Spirit. So if I will indulge on the things of the world, I must know that I am feeding my flesh, and the Spirit is getting lean and lean, is getting more and more hungry, because I am feeding the flesh. Because of the lust of the flesh, I'm indulging my flesh in these things. And it also says the lust of the eye. What is it that we watch every day? What is it that we come back to from work or from school, going home to our TVs? What are our channels looking like? What are your favorite favorite TV programs like? Because these things that we keep on lusting after, indulging even through the eyes, these are the things that affects our souls. And when our souls are affected, automatically our lives, our lifestyle are going to be like that, because we have fed our lives with things that we are looking at. So it means we need to start looking at what are things that we are watching. TV programs for your children. We're not even watching what our children are looking, are watching. What are they exposed to? And we get surprised when they get to a certain age, they behave in a certain manner, and they've been indulging on things that are not relevant, that are not godly, because we did not watch what comes through the eye. And at the end of the day, we say God that does not care, or God does not answer, or children are misbehaving, and we are not aware where these things started. They started by indulging indulging on the things of the flesh, indulging on what we watch, the programs that we watch, that we allow to give to our children. And we think because they are more relevant to what they do at school, we don't even watch the impact of these things in their lives, because we think they are aligning with who everybody is. And we even conform. You no longer see the difference between a child whose parents are in the Lord or a child who's living a life anyhow. We are all the same because we indulge on the same food. Then it speaks about the pride of life. How do I want people to know me as? How do I want to be known? When I go out there, I need my name to be on the tabloids. I need my name to be on every internet or on the news, because the pride of life is feeding, or I'm feeding on that. And I want my name again to be there. You even spoke about when you get to work, you need these higher positions, and not even the godly way, because the pride of life is pushing you. I will do whatever it takes for me to get to that position, as long as I am known, the pride of life. So we indulge on self-gratification. We indulge on self, that I may be known as a certain type of a person. But most of us who are in God, we don't fight to be known as the preachers, as those who are carrying the gospel, those who are the light bearers. We fight to fit in into the positions of the world. We fight to be with them, and we find ourselves fighting the same fight or the same battles that the people who are in the world are fighting, because we don't know ourselves. We are feeding on what they are feeding on. We're not feeding on the word of God. We are not feeding on God. And God, in his right time, in his own way, will take us to where he has ordained us to be. So in other words, we need to stop indulging on the things of the world and indulge on the word of God, in the worship, in praying, so that we will be more like him. When we are more like him, God will take us where he wants us to be, where we can have impact and effect in the world and in the areas where we are planted.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is self-indulgence?
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice, or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.